You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the latest edition of the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. We're taking a look at Wednesday's action on this edition of podcast at Ayr and Newcastle. Also going to reflect on some of the star performers at Cheltenham on New Year's Day. Sam Norris here, joined by Paddy Aspel to take a spin through Wednesday's racing. Paddy, how are you and Happy New Year?
Yeah, same to you. I'm in good form, Sammy. On the second of a couple of days down here and... enjoying the racing today, some very good stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Did you get up to much New Year's Eve?
Oh, God, no.
Quiet one.
I blow the whistle very early on. I can't remember the last time I seen the bells. I always hear them, but I don't stay up for them for sure. But you sounded like you made a pretty decent job of it.
Yeah, as much as I do enjoy talking racing with you, Paddy, I'd rather be anywhere but here at the moment. But there we are.
Did you get round your chips and gravy?
No, all the chippies are closed, which is the worst thing. So I've had to make do, but fortunately the racing's been pretty decent, as it always is on New Year's Day. Always like this meeting at Cheltenham, and we'll look back on a couple of the big races of the day, starting with the Dipper Novices Chase, which went the way of Lost in Translation of Colin Tizard and Robbie Power, who showed a really tenacious attitude, because it looked for a moment, Paddy, as though Defi de Soy had got his measure, but Lost in Translation battled back and would not be denied.
Yeah, funny old race really, wasn't it? Because he cut out the running Lost in Translation, done all the donkey work, and really just look, especially turning in, because Barry Geraghty seemed to take a pull on Defi de Soy just not to get there too soon. And I mean, he was absolutely spring heeled at the second last, went and popped the last, but still, you know, if you'd have stopped your video there, you'd have said he was going to stretch away and put the race to bed. But I don't know, it's a funny old place, Cheltenham, because I really do wish that they would... I know they've had a bit of an issue recently with the having this tape that they hold across the track.
Yeah, rather than the rail, is it?
Yeah,
on the outside.
And whereas now, although, yeah, they have rectified some of it, when I say they've rectified it, they've just not got as much of that tape.
Yeah.
And I really do think that if horses don't have a consistent rail to run against, it can really sort of affect the horse's momentum, because, you know, they can take their eye off the game a little bit, because if they're coming up on the other side of the track, sometimes they run towards the horse gate and you know, lose momentum. And when they're over that side, right up against the fence, sometimes if they haven't got a continuous rail to run against, and even, I know it might sound daft, but even if you've got that that tape which is flapping in the wind, it catches the horse's eye. And I just think that Defi de Soy, he's pulled up a little bit in front because he's not really concentrating. But nonetheless, he's got collared up the run in, and I suppose, look, in fairness, Lost in Translation got to his girth early enough from the back of the last that if Defi de Soy was only Dawson, he probably had enough time to battle back and see him off, but he didn't. So, but I just thought it was a strange old race, because I thought for all money, Defi de Soy had the race in the bag. But fair play, Lost in Translation. He's low mileage over fences. This was actually his first win, but it was only his third go. But he fenced well, done everything right, and main thing is he showed a very willing attitude.
Quick word on Blackhoff as well, Paddy. He was obviously a Grade One novice hurdle winner last year. It was, you know, touted as one of the novice chasers to follow this year. It hasn't really gone his way over fences, though.
No, I think basically, Sammy, the fences are getting in his way a little bit still. You know, I thought Noel Healy was very good on him, but just at vital time, especially the third last, he gets in too deep and he doesn't make enough effort at his fences, and you know, it uses up, you know, an awful lot of petrol, especially in these better races. You just won't get away with it. He actually ran right onto the heels of the front two, going to the second last. It's just surprising here, looking at the end result. He was six, there was 6 lengths back to him by the line. So them mistakes have obviously caught up with him just climbing the hill. But, you know, there's a big engine there, but he's just not sort of getting all the pieces of the jigsaw together just now. But if he does, yeah, he's going to be very, very high class. But the fences are there to be jumped, and at the minute, they're just taxing him a little bit.
A return to hurdles possible, or do you think they'll stick over the bigger obstacles for now?
I don't think so, to be honest, Sammy, because he has jumped around some big tracks.
Yes.
You know, and the main thing is he's picking up vital experience here, and, you know, his jumping was really put to the test here in you know, grade two opposition here today, and he's managed to stay on his feet and still run a very respectable race. So I would be surprised if Connections went back down that route. I think they'll persist and just hope maybe that things can click and he can just sort of clean up his act a bit as far as his fencing goes.
We'll mention the Railkeel hurdle as well, which was the 3:10 race, of course, on New Year's Day at Cheltenham. This Grade 2 prize went the way of Midnight Shadow, who got the better of Holstone, with the likes of Old Guard, Klein, Cyrus Darius and Thomas Campbell all in behind. Impressed with Midnight Shadow's performance, Paddy?
It was very good performance, because he's an improving six-year-old, he's lower mileage. And, you know, it was a rare raid down at Cheltenham for Sue Smith.
Yeah.
You know, generally they don't sort of...
Sticks to north, don't they?
They don't have many runners down there. But, I mean, off the back of what was a very good effort at Aintree in beating Chitabello from the Skelton Yard last time from Midnight Shadow, he's a very, very good horse this. Now, I do wish, and I said it in the other studio, that, you know, when they turned in, you know, you watch Harry Skelton in the previous race, you've got to nail your boot to that outside fence. Whereas I thought maybe Daryl Jacob and Harry Cobden especially could have just tacked over a bit quicker, because then Danny would have had to come on the unfavoured part of the track. Look, he's ended up winning by 2.25 lengths, maybe not doing an awful lot in front. He probably still would have won, but he would have been on a less favoured part of the track, and he would have had to switch and come round them. So they could have made it a little bit more difficult for him, I thought. But then, you know, each jockey has their own instructions. Maybe their trainers didn't want them to come that side. We don't know. But nonetheless, very good performance for Midnight Shadow. And you just watched him when Danny was being interviewed after he pulled up at the top of the track. He just looks a real bonny horse. This just all he wants to do is jump and run and please Connections. And that's what he's done today. And a good win for the North.
Let's take a look at some of Wednesday's racing now. We're going to pick out one race over the obstacles and one on the level. We start at Ayr with the 12:30. This is their first race of the day. A maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. The ground likely to be pretty testing at Ayr. They have got to pass a precautionary inspection 8 a.m. Tomorrow, but fingers crossed they get the go-ahead. An interesting choice of race from yourself here, Paddy. Not too many would go for a maiden hurdle.
No, the only thing really that caught my eye was that Tom Lacey has sent two horses up. Although, you know, it's a long way to go from his base. And Aidan Coleman, yeah, I know he is riding at Musselburgh today, so he's only going to travel across and stay over tonight. But there are his only two rides tomorrow for Tom Lacey, for the exact same connection, same owner, John Beebe, and he's got another short price. I just thought the price of the other one was, although this chap is going to be pretty skimpy, the price of the other one, I can't place his name, but later on in the card was around about 5 to 6, something like that. But whereas this chap just might be a short, but it was just the form of his third at Warwick last time. It's red hot form. It was a big field, 70 in runners, and this stowaway gelding put up a really good effort that day. And I just think it's very strong form, you know, going up to somewhere like Ayr at a midweek meeting. It's a bit of a standout for me, and I think Tom Lacey I've been really impressed with. He's a trainer on the up, and I think that John BB with a clear round, I think, will lose the maiden tag over hurdles tomorrow.
John BB in the opener at Ayr then, and right at the other end of the day, that was the first race today at Ayr. We go to the penultimate race in Newcastle at 6:45 on the Tapeter there. This is a handicap over 6 furlongs. This is 6:45 race. What stood out to you here, Paddy?
I've gone for the 2x course and distance winner in Rod Prospect. He tackles, or he comes up against his old rival Nick Vedder, who he just managed to get up and nab on the line the last day. But the most important thing here is, yeah, he has got to give him a couple of pounds tomorrow, but Nick Vedder had a really untroubled passage at Newcastle the last day, whereas the same can't be said for a Royal prospect who, you know, he had to overcome traffic and he showed a real smart turn of foot to get up on the line and beat Nick Vedder. I mean, the handicapper has popped him up 282 from 79, but he's got the excellent Callum Rodriguez on board, who rides Newcastle particularly well. He's on board tomorrow for Julie Camacho, who he's struck up a good relationship with. And he's very low mileage, this horse, and he is from a team of horses that Jeff and Sandra Turnbull have. But whereas now this year they've spread the horses around quite a bit, they run a big breeding operation not far from here. And, you know, they do have plenty of winners, but this Royal Prospect for me is, I think he's pretty special. And, you know, with a clear passage through at Newcastle tomorrow night from stall 8, I think he should have no trouble in getting the better of that rival Nick Vedder again tomorrow night.
Okay, Royal Prospect then at Newcastle goes to John Beebe at Ayr as Paddy's two picks for the racing on Wednesday. You can join the Wizard Darren Owen in the studio with John O'Connell and Chris Pimlott for all of the day's action racing at Ayr and Newcastle, as mentioned. Also got Hereford and Wolverhampton on the agenda, so do make sure you join us on Racing Radio. 12:20 start on Wednesday afternoon. Paddy, thank you for that and enjoy it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.